Yes, he was over Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
All
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Let's thank God for the word you have.
Amen.
I know it's done us good. To understand that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but we wrestle with principalities, the fallen angels, and the devil himself. I know that that word, it's a bit very broad.
But
in Genesis chapter 3, the father says the battle and the enmity is between the offsprings of the woman and the one of the serpents.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The battle is not between the offsprings of the woman and the offsprings of a woman, but between the offsprings of the devil and the one of the woman. Genesis 3:14-15 tells us, but by the schemes of the devil, the inventing and all the craftiness, we move on, change this battle to turn to fighting ourselves. We had to get this war and all of us fight the devil. But when he made Cain and Abel, he changed the war, and the war changed to be within our midst. And we see Cain, instead of fighting the devil, he rather fought his brother.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we have to get renewed, that we know whom we are fighting with. The war is not onto your neighbor you work with on the work. It's not upon your neighbor who is neighboring you on your land. Not upon the one who abuses or quarrels with you. But the battle is focused with the devil and his fallen angels. And ever since this war failed, what has been failing it for most of us fight when we are targeting each other? Just as the preacher was come first told us, the Holy Spirit explains that he proves that Jesus one day called Peter, took him aside. But he said, get behind me, the Satan. But Peter was not the devil. But we know very well where the devil and who is. But Jesus could see this battle and who he focused on. And he saw who was speaking words which were discouraging him. For he had spoken that you are not going to die.
Yet
what had told Jesus was to die for us whether we wanted or not. If we change this battle,
and
we begin not to focus onto our colleagues, and we don't look onto those who bewitch us, but we look the ones behind them, there we can overcome. And they will become children of the devil, we can overcome them. For among human beings, there are those who become offsprings of the devil.
And
they praise themselves with the devil himself over what they do, and they hinder all righteousness, like we had in Acts
30.
When you fight that child of the devil and you forget their father who empowers them, then you have not fought that war well.
The reason
even when we fight for prophets, the false apostles,
we don't
first look at them in the place that we target them.
For
in the
place,
we would have already reached radios and televisions. We speak one per one and the acts they do. This church and this one is of the devil. But we did do that. We passed the spiritual realm.
Then
we attack the devil dangerously as we take away the fruits of the ones he uses. The Bible says we shall see them by their fruits. For the one who causes them grow fruits is behind them. We beat the one behind and their fruits appear very well. Praise Jesus. Now God empower you and ability which will help you see your enemy behind the human being. You're not going to fight with flesh and blood no matter how much you try. End up into mistakes if you fight flesh and blood. Praise Jesus. Even failure is much. Praise Jesus. Now we emphasize that word. That we have in battle, you have things failing. But it's involving perhaps specifics that so and so failed me. If you're pointing, you can point to specific people. And you say that this person was my grandfather and or my brother, that they did me very badly. If your tongue changes and says that the devil invested in my brother what he did to me, then you're going to change the battle to him. Change it to the devil, not your brother.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you'll move on to overcome. All those we put them there, we're going to be moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to be winding up of our mediums today. What concerns the ministration we have to offer basing in the new generation with the foreknowledge of God.
WhatsApp, YouTube,
and in here are our mediums like the WhatsApp, the YouTube, and many others. And they follow in the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
And
we are right within the focus of God.
Website.
And we know that in that witness where our website is, and there are many other mediums to come out of that. We've been looking onto what should be on our mediums.
We
want to try to wind up that issue today of the part one where it's ending. We shall come back with part two. But we shall finish then, go see the schemes of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We need to know into this word. The new generation with the full knowledge of God. We want to bring knowledge to try to destroy the destruction which has been. For we heard in Hosea 4, Isaiah 4 from verse 1 to 6, that God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. Praise Jesus. That not knowledge that, for example, that you know in America. That's not what destroys you. That not knowing America will destroy you. Not at all. That's not what it speaks of.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For many people claim they have knowledge. Others have moved many nations. And they say they have knowledge. That's not what God speaks of. He speaks in Proverbs 2. That it keeps us for the proper knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the right proper knowledge, where is that? Bible speaks for it in John 17:3. That eternal life, it is to know the one true God and Christ Jesus he sent.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, brethren, the word God's word is spread for lacking knowledge.
It's
not in the way you've read and studied many books and the degrees you hold. It's in knowing the one true God Christ Jesus he sends.
The
one who can help us know that, that is the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
And it's required of us to first know him, and he draws us to know Christ, and Christ reveals us the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now because of that, we don't speak that because
you
don't know much mathematics, you're destroyed. And because you don't know much history, that's why you get destroyed. This is knowing the one true God,
that
Christ Jesus is sent, and who reveals that to us is the Holy Spirit.
For
no one knows the things of God
except
the Spirit of the Lord within God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when we speak of knowledge, not that I'm having
history,
that know your history, where you came from in the body. You know we walk, we passed Congo and those histories. It's not what destroys you for lacking it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But knowing the one true God,
and
Christ Jesus is saved.
And
we want to keep moving, bring that knowledge, the promise of the Father he promised when he passed through the Holy Spirit, who was in Isaiah
11:9.
He speaks in that time there will no more be distractions.
For
the world will be filled with the knowledge of God as water spread over the sea. And when he speaks still in Habakkuk 2:14, the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water spread over the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we want to bring that word to come to fulfillment in its seasons,
that
he promised in Daniel 12, verses 1 to 5.
And
in the latter days, knowledge will increase. And some of the things we last heard in Isaiah chapter 6, they told you, as if there will be remaining
10%
on all creations which have to appear under the sun,
among
them who came from the four living creatures or from heaven, that knowledge will increase.
In
what we started yesterday, we discovered it.
Right
from when 2000 clocks, we began to see that the last 10% remaining was the one coming on the earth. In 2005, God moved me the journey of heaven, trying to bring all the full knowledge. The journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005
until
2011.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Because of that, brethren, we expect many things in this moment. New generation with the full knowledge of God. What should we bring to the people? Everything must be within its fullness. And we no more bring anything in halfway.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
this helps us fulfill the call upon our nation, Uganda.
To
prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And we know that before he comes back, the gospel of the kingdom of God must be resumed to be preached, and after the end will come. Like he speaks basically in Matthew 24, verse 14.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And because of that, brethren, what
we're
going to move see mostly is to see the new words. Why did God say that these words are going to be new? And the new generation means what?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
we are going to know why we are called the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We may
reach on our banner or signpost wherever it is. You may find in our mediums. You may find along the road or any place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you find on a word new generation with the full knowledge of God. What do you expect to meet? You expect to find new creations within there?
You
think the new creations out there appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Yesu.
We know when we come in Christ Jesus, we get to be new creations. Praise Jesus. You're not going to find a goat with two legs. Then you prove that a new generation is having new things in it. Praise Jesus. What does that mean? It tries to challenge people's minds. What does it mean to be a new generation?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The new generation with the people filled with knowledge. And that too is just a promise.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Speaks is going to do a new work, which they would never believe. And it's going to be an amazing work.
Yes, he
was praise
amen.
Jesus.
So,
many things are new generation. But one of them is the knowledge which is filled. As we begin like this, speaks in 1 Corinthians 13. Let's go 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 9.
Bakolinso ekisoke sura ya 13 n'olunyirwa mwendwa mwenda kubanga tutegeera ko kitundu era tulagula ko kitundu naye ebituukirivu bwe birijja ebyekitundu birivaawo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Many seasons. Every person has been understanding half. But he God promised to say,
you
must bring the full knowledge. Like he speaks in Isaiah
11:9.
He speaks in Habakkuk 2:14. That he had to bring the full knowledge.
Yes,
he
was
praise
amen.
Jesus. Many times we've been having half. You may find that every religion in this world has a specific half which is right.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus. But the portion which is half is wrong.
Yes, yes.
Praise
amen.
Jesus.
You may find a
religion, as I've told you, not all,
but
most have halves which are right, but others are wrong. And it is salvation. If you've not been among the corn men, you can find yourself what you have is half.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. You may have gospel right from the understanding which is
half.
But in the new generation, we expect what? Nothing is going to be of half in here.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. You must have all things when they are complete.
And
all things are filled. And when we speak of God, we speak of his fullness.
Yes, he was praise
Jesus. For people have been having half. But every person knows God in their own way. But God says we have to reach to have the one faith. And the hope is one. And our Lord is one. Now the halves must be phased out. But the new generation with the full knowledge of God is what can create that situation. When God moved me the journey of heaven in the spiritual transport, like the vision, like the trance, like the dreams, the Urim, the Azotar, and those are the spiritual transports. He told me the time of moments of halves has finished. And the past generations have moved with things of halves. But we are in the new generation, which brings the full knowledge. There are words which were hidden which you cannot easily know. And you read them in the Bible all the day. But there are words you can never get revealed until the seasons which you have prepared.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
First Corinthians 13 verse 10.
Naye ebituukirivu bwe birijja eby'ekitundu birivaawo. Bwe nali omuto nayogeranga ng'omuto nategeeranga ng'omuto nalowoozanga ng'omuto. Bwe nakula nendeke ebyobuto.
You
hear what happened? We can mature in understanding.
And
when we read to Christ Jesus,
and
we get born again.
Bible
tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, that as newly born babies, desire the sincere milk of the word which can grow you. But the question is this: a person grows in
one
if they have gotten born again. When they have gotten born again, you are close to 50 years. You are close to 40. You are in 100 years. Now, if you mature, how do you mature? Bible shows how we mature. We mature being filled with the Spirit in wisdom and understanding, in the counsel, power, and knowledge of God. And
you
are filled with the fear of God. It's to say that they matured in spirit.
Yes, he
was raised
Jesus.
Nothing that you've grown tall or fat, or that you've grown fat.
Yes, he was raised
Jesus. But what does that mean? Many times, if they mature in wisdom and understanding, it is to say that they have been filled. You can speak like a young child, and you can understand like a young child. And even your mind, they can be younger.
Today,
if you flash back a little, how you used to think how heaven appears, and it's like a palace of the king.
And
God be in the midst of the palace, and people go close to worship and see him. And to worship him there.
And
I think you see young mindsets are like that. To reach when full knowledge comes, it shows you that you to see of God, you have to go to the third heaven. Now you begin to mature and to get the full knowledge and to see things how they are really.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've been in the world as church many years. A person to imagine the exact and right place where heaven is, or perhaps even there is even another heaven, and it's been a very hard thing. For we are young many times, and we've not mature to speak the maturity things of God.
And
the person speak things of maturity of understanding, and they speak maturity and wisdom in people who are complete.
Yes, he was
now, what we expect the new generation, it must which has to be done, is to take people from the infancy they have been in all long, and in the spirit they are always young, and they speak of food. You know, young child, there's nothing much they speak of except food and to play. I think you understand. In the gospel which has been preached, what are we doing? How are we driving cars? Just as you know, how young kids go drive their cars,
these cars,
and they come back and they're hungry, and they ask for food. Now our gospel, many seasons past, has been speaking of food, our daily food of
physical,
how we shall play and be happy.
I'm on TV,
and I enjoy myself.
Karina,
flat house. Not too much how you are to build your house.
And
how is the home governed? How will you be when you're mature? Person has not been thinking if they leave the body, how they will be. A young child never thinks of that. They think of playing their games
and
to come back ask for food. They begin to think of the studies and the friends they play with at school. But to prepare if they get sick, how would they be? They are not in that. And when you ask them, they would die for
where?
They don't have the time for that. Now that is the church. It's spent a couple of years and they are young.
And
God just helped drag the people in heaven, those who try to get fulfilled.
Yes,
according to the gospel we preach this generation, which has been proving we have a lot of young mindedness in us. Children love traveling a lot.
That's my car.
You born again have been like that. Every car you see, you claim it, it's yours. Everything. The house, I claim it. We are young children in that way.
What
I say, there's been infants in our gospel, and we didn't get the full knowledge, but the new generation can do that.
So
it's the promised generation.
Which
will execute an amazing work, and it will bring the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
he was
embraced.
Pastor was mature, knows it. When a pastor
is
there, I will build the house there.
When
you seek kingdom and righteousness, the house they will give it to me. That's the person maturing, the matured.
Who never knows
the first seed, the kingdom and righteousness, that they add them the other. Let me tell you, see. You may tell the child, let's first dig, plant, then we dig the
harvest.
So let's first finish the one which we have.
Now,
when it finishes, what will you eat?
That they are
born again. First prepare heaven
where you're going.
They first give me the 100 of the world. If it finishes, then.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They say, let's first dig. And prepare food for tomorrow. Then we shall eat this we have. Let's first consume this and then we dig after. That is being young we hear. Father speaks this through the Lord Jesus. In heaven 100. First prepare there. Then on the world. And you eat your 100. Seek the kingdom and righteousness. The rest is added on you. You tell him one thing, first add me. Now young people are like that. They tell you, you know what? When you buy sugar here always, we shall add you a sweet. And you come without buying.
Sweet,
my sweet, you promised me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now it's like this. Things of church prove that there is a lot of infancy among the people. You know, God
said,
seek the kingdom and righteousness. The rest I'll add them to you. And we turn, told him, give us our addition.
Not taught
the kingdom of righteousness.
What
do you say? A young person can speak
in the realm.
Prove they are speaking things of the young spiritual realm. And God gets surprised when we shall mature. According to the gospel preached, it's of the young people. Very few preach the gospel which matures people spiritually.
But
let me tell you, young child, young infancy brings a lot of foolishness. I think you read in Proverbs. You say that being young, it draws foolishness. And what you do is not right always. Have you ever refused to give a child
something?
If they cry how? And they scratch their feet. When God delays to give, check and see how you pray to him. People are young in the spiritual realm. God come prove your God and they scratch their feet.
Just
like a child, you're not my father, you've not given me a sweet. Which we tell God that. After it's given,
I go to school.
Prince, my dad is good. My dad is the best. He bought me a sweet.
Even our thoughts
have been of the young children.
When
they give us a miracle, I thank Jesus. Then you have something to thank. Already, infants has been troubling you. What we expect the new generation? The full knowledge.
Mature
in wisdom and understanding and counsel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You can
sit on the table with your father and speak together. That has a spirit like mine.
Amen.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
all long we've been young children.
Every time we want to be
surprising us and they are eating.
Yes.
And the miracles we have been on, we are not of understanding God. Miracles are food to children.
God is serious.
He knows miracles are food to children. It's like rice.
Sweet biscuits. Yeah.
Miracles. But we've not gotten inheritance. And we have no heaven. A miracle is not to get the kingdom of heaven. For they say it's food to children. Understand what is the food to children. It's rice, sweets, biscuits, and dolls. You give them dolls to play with.
These
cars God gives us, they are our dolls. And he sees we are young.
But
we have to mature our mind to understand. For he, God says, we have to mature to the measure of Christ. When we reach the measure of Christ, we appear just as God is.
Read it
well in Ephesians 4. Have you read it? Verse 9 to 25.
Okay. Have
brought to the reaching maturity the measure of Christ.
Now
you think Jesus grew so tall, which height does he reach?
Yeah.
He was filled
with
wisdom and understanding, and the counsel and power, and the knowledge, and the fear of God. And the Spirit of God is upon him. No more measure for him.
He
matured with no more measure for him. All the measurements were used and they finished. If you think Jesus is
mature,
we shall reach my grow to his measure. We shall grow how?
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. But we are going to move on
to
the new generation with the full knowledge of
media
God.
Fezona.
All our mediums,
all
our preaching and teaching,
kona,
all the pastoring, all the working of spiritual gifts must take you from the level of being young to maturity.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. In the full knowledge of God, that there will be a new generation in the world.
First Corinthians 13:12.
There
are things we've been seeing when we are still young.
You
see them through a mirror.
When
we don't know whether they move ahead or they move backwards. You know, when you are in a car, you may think trees outside are moving. And you may think where you're coming from, that's where they're heading.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, we've been in a
mirror.
Try to understand the things of God. But they have been very far from
us.
But the seasons have come.
That
we draw so close to them.
Things
of heaven, and we can see them right here where we are.
The
timing of the images you try to see here
is
not for worshipping. Draw you come from the mirror you've been seeing through. Your mirror, it has been scriptures. And you read it as if you see heaven. As if you hear it. But you don't know how it appears. You try heaven. And
an
angel of God came from heaven. And he said, maybe he came out.
Maybe he came from up or from the ground.
Maybe from the corner.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
now you're going to be knowing.
Angels
live in the Jerusalem of heaven.
In
the first heaven of the realm above.
And there,
they said, you see them coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When they ask you where
is hell,
maybe it is in the ground, you've been knowing that.
For
hell, maybe
it is
perhaps in the ground. In the kingdom of the stars, and things are real. We don't see through a mirror.
You
see from far, but you can't reach it.
Mirror
is scriptures. I've tried to take out what is called the mirror.
And it
must enter and access
these things.
The real things, how they appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All along you started Jerusalem of heaven. They told you to bring its plan.
You see,
it is in heaven.
But
to draft the plan of that city. I tell you, we're in the gate of heaven. Move through the Bible.
The
Bible is the mirror, shows you things they are there.
But
you can't know how they appear until we first went there and I saw
clearly.
And we came back, we started.
Now,
in the mirror, I can see things clear just as they are.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So tukena kuba omulemba guno mpia.
This new generation.
Gujawo eyo mira jo badola bidamu ebi.
Takes away the mirror through which you've been seeing things.
Ukire dala mukula bila dala ebintu byonna.
Reach it to see the old things.
Ebya wandi kuanga amaso go gaitamu.
And the eyes of yours pass through the scripture.
No yingire eri ebintu je biri.
Enter in where the things are.
Tugena kuba tuchawe eriza nyoko.
We are no more going to be serving the letter.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ajogera ko nyo mu bakolise choku.
Speak so much in 2 Corinthians.
Sule yokusa
chapter 3.
Unyoriso kapa kuromuka.
Verses 3 to 6.
And
they will serve the letter kills. These scriptures, a letter and we see it written. But behind these letters, there are realities there.
We want to pass through
the mirror of scriptures and see them clear.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. When you begin, the heading says,
Zaburi,
Psalms.
No,
and you hear, who wrote them? David.
Did
you get what David speaks?
But
if you take away the mirror, you can see the Father clear speaking. You can hear Christ speak.
This
has been a mirror showing that the man is behind the scriptures. You'll hear Psalms too.
I will
proclaim the command. The Lord told me, when my child has begotten you today. You hear verse
60.
I throne my king on my holy mountain Zion.
David
put his king, or who put the king?
Now,
we've been in that situation.
In
church in the entire world, it's hard someone to prove you.
And you
hear that God is the one to speak there. Isaiah or John is telling us. Now, when you read the four living creatures,
they can
see as if insects, the birds,
and
perhaps they're right there flying.
Leave
alone these ones you see there.
We are about
to broaden the size. Those ones you see there. In the second heaven be created.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You are one on the internet. And I search to show me of the following creatures. You find there are birds. Some of you have the head of a lion, another of a human being, by their
butt.
You know, younger children drafting their images. I got so surprised.
God
told me how the things have been in the world.
The
people have been young all along, not maturing. I said, now what does that mean, Father? And it took me to what they do. church, they forgot it. And
the
buildings,
they
building themselves to be the church.
Doing
things which are not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he best here to say the new generation must be in place.
What
we have to fight is to bring the full knowledge. People to mature in knowing the one true God.
And
Christ Jesus is saying. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
And
in here are words which have been hidden from us behind.
And
when you read you right in the mirror, but you don't see clear.
And
you don't see things right. But
it's
moment, brethren. The new generation to see things just as they are.
Kubanga kakano tulabira mu ndabirwamu ebitalabika bulungi. Naye ebiro biri tulitunulagana n'amaaso. Kakano ntegeerako kitundu. Naye mu biro biri nditegeerera ddala.
Nti yatugamba ntegeerako kitundu naye
understand how.
Ninjagala ntegeere ng'ebintu bijjudde.
I want to understand things when they are full.
Emabegako wetubadde tusomako kumanya kuno okujjudde.
Sometime back when you started with the full knowledge.
Waawulira ebimu ku bintu ebiremesezza abantu okutegeerera.
We had some of the things which have hindered people to reaching into
understanding. Enjiri ekyamukkiriza n'ebyamagero ebiri awo bitegeere.
Gospel which hits them up and miracles which don't understand.
Abakyamukkiriza kyamukkiriza.
And they get heated up in their hearts.
Ebyamagero ebitanywerera.
Over miracles which never stand.
Ebyo nga bikyamukkiriza omuntu n'obudde obutegeera Katonda nga tabulina.
Heat up a person that they attempt to understand God they don't have it.
Enjiri ng'etunulidde ekimu kya kumi na biweebwayo.
Gospel targets the tithes and the offerings. Seed and things like that.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
People use demons to chase younger demons.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
But he said, you know the apostles and all the prophets,
they
yearn so much to see these seasons
of
reaching to understand fully.
Paul had in a
understood something.
Peter na yai na
Peter too understood a portion.
Isaiah na yai na
Isaiah too had a portion of understanding.
Musa na yai na abirabu.
Moses too.
Na yai yai nzo tu katidabu.
Can join the fullness.
Nidu tegera ebindu byonna
understand all things at the same time. That's where the rhythm came. Here a little, there a little. Scripture by scripture. To join the things.
Yes, he was
raised.
So, okuletera kino nga tugamba
bring you this saying this.
Ndio mulembo mpyo kulino kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
The new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Okukija mtu yena kulokoka. Oba kujeri Katonda nasigala nga tafunye kumanya kujjudde.
Except anyone to get saved that they never get the full knowledge.
Ali tusubira mtu yena mu media za fenga gwe nambe.
We don't hope anyone in our media and you are number one. Remember, we commit these words to people who will spread them.
But it can do information.
Everything moving information is a medium.
Amen.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
You too, we expect you to bring out full knowledge to be able to save them. They
who
have been destroying for lack of knowledge.
And
this generation spoke of it like this.
Isaiah 48
speaks this.
Isaya esula eyana mu munana mitandikirewo. Isaya esula eyana mu munana n'olunyiri olusooka.
Isaiah 48 from verse 1.
Muwulire kino mu nyumba ya Yakobo. Abaatuumibwa erinnya lya Isirayiri era abavudde mu mazzi ga Yuda. Abalayira erinnya lya Mukama era aboogera ku Katonda wa Isirayiri naye si mu mazima. So si mu butuukirivu.
Nti kituufu eky'okumwogerako kibaddewo.
The truthful speaking of God has been in the world.
Naye nga si mu mazima.
But speaking of him not in truth.
Era si mu butuukirivu.
And not in righteousness.
Kubanga oli bw'amala okugamba nti Katonda mwoyo mwerere talina mubiri.
Another says God is just spirit, he has no body.
Ate n'asoma.
And they read.
Mu lubiribiri esibula esooka.
In Genesis chapter 1.
26-31. N'awulira nti Katonda yatukola mu kifaananyi
kye. God created us in his image.
Ate mu ngeri ye.
And in his likeness.
He
who is just spirit without body, how comes we are a body?
And we
are in his image.
And
a person has been in problems.
He
speak of God but not in truth.
And they called
God just spirit without body.
But
they never understood that there are different types of bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
First Corinthians
15.
Okuva kunyolwana
from verse 40
paka 5 musatu
and to 53
waliye mibiri ekyengeri ezenja
we are types of body
era waliye mibiri gw'omugu
and is even a body of heaven and the ones of the earth
waliye mibiri gemunye
the bodies of the stars
era najo ziine mibiri
they too have bodies
katika tonda
now go
I know mibiri gwenga gwachitibwa
has glorious body
yes
praise Jesus
amen kati
Now, when you speak of him, you say, God is just spirit, he has no body. And you speak of him, but not in truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So the scripture we bring there, we bring John 4. 21-24. And we say, God is spirit.
And
they who worship must worship in the spirit and truth.
Yes, God is
spirit, but it's not just spirit. Have you heard that?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Want us to read there and you understand? Let's read John
4.
John 4, 24.
Yokana esula eyokuna n'olunyiri olwabiri mu. Katonda gwe mwoyo nabo abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mu mwoyo n'amazima.
Have
you heard them say he is just spirit?
Katonda kitufu gwe mwoyo.
Truly God is spirit.
Naye alina omubiri.
But he has a body.
Mujukira nafe tuli mwoyo.
Remember we are spirits.
Naye twawe omubiri.
But we are given a body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you expect he has no body. If we and all creations have bodies, but you are given different types of bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God has never been just spirit.
Speaking
of him, but not in truth. Now he, Jesus.
We
spoke of him as a child of God. And we changed it.
He's
a son of Mary.
Yet
we never spoke of him in truth.
After
today we live, move, and have a being in him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is in heavens and earth are within him. But you think how long has that taken?
They
who come here and they say, let's go meet Jesus. I don't know where they have come from, there is a devil there. When they come, they clothe well.
Again,
they are going in the presence of Jesus.
I see
they have come from the presence of the devil. Most things we've been speaking,
they
have not been in truth, neither in righteousness. What we hope in full knowledge is this. Things in the fullness of knowledge. The knowledge of God which is full and his glory is full.
Well,
after saying God is just spirit, as if he says he's not clothed. He walks naked. Speaking of people, what you've spoken is not of righteousness. They will speak of the Holy Spirit. And they say, perhaps it's the dove. But the other is the sign of the dove. The Holy Spirit is not a dove. The Holy Spirit is God.
Break
him in the form of the lampstand. The rest will never understand him. They know him as power which shakes them. And they know where the spirit is, they have to shake. And there are people shedding and crying tears.
The
Bible speaks of him as the spirit of peace and liberty. In
2
Corinthians 3, 15-17, he says the Lord is the spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, in the way we've been knowing him, when they told you he is moving, we expect people to fall and roll on the ground,
and
to shout and shed tears.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Even not to gain a bit them.
All we're not going to resume them.
As we face knowledge of God.
As we face the full knowledge of God. The new generation.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Purina kugira katunda mumazima.
Must speak God in truth.
Era bato bato wagera ku Yesu.
When you speak of Jesus.
Kuti akugamba. Chigambo cha katunda mukama wa Yesu Kristo mwana katunda yebazi.
The word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise Him. The one seated in the third heaven.
To
be surprised, what do we speak? The word of God. Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Him.
All
those are His. He's the word of God.
The
one who closed place and appeared. We shall speak them in their fullness.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Because of that, brethren,
new generation,
no, what new generation is all about? To bring the new generation
with
the knowledge of God and His glory.
And to speak
of Him in His glory and His right knowledge.
Isaiah Sulayana Munana Nauru Nyiriri Isaiah Namunana Nauru Nyiriri Tugenze Kura Kubiri
Isaiah 48 verse 2
Kubanga beita Bamuchibuga Chitukufu Elabe sigama kukatonda wa Israeli Mukama wejiri elinyalie Nabuli ebigambo ebyasoko okuvetta.
Nti ebigambo bino ebya Bible
byonna. The words of the Bible, all of them.
Newakubadde twaifuna mbiri ebyenjawulo okuyita
bannabbi. We got them in different seasons through the prophets.
N'abatume.
And the apostles.
Naye yali yabyogera okuva ku ntandikwa lwe yatandika okubeerawo.
Had first spoken them from the beginning when he began to outlive.
Nga ye ntandikwa mwennyini.
And he's the beginning himself.
N'ayogera byayina
okwo. And he first spoke what he was meant to speak. And he spoke
to him,
and you are put within his book, which is Revelation 5, verses
1
and to 6. There is the book of God there, the living book in heaven. In Revelation 6, verse 1 to 9, it shows all things in their realities. And they are not just written, but even their videos. That book in which we started from.
And
that is what we got a copy which we have on earth. Just as Gabriel tells Daniel.
Daniel
10:19-21. And he speaks saying, I've come to tell you scriptures within the whole scriptures. God did from the holy book in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Have you understood that?
We were
given a copy from the book the Lord read.
You
know, God to write.
And he's making
a video of everything he writes.
Yes,
and how it was.
But
where as it began,
oh,
he himself is the beginning. What is,
and
what is going to come. As we got them through the prophets, and they were there a long time.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
we had to send them to us that we understand them from here. For we were with him up there and we never knew them.
Send
us down here to get our time. That we move on to align ourselves with them. For his people, they are destroyed for lacking knowledge. He says in his word, we are going to contend with him in the beginning for not knowing. Decided to chase us through the heaven and earth which are. And they shifted us from above the heavens in the beginning. Everything within the heaven and earth which are.
They
have to enter to know the one true God. And Christ Jesus is
saying.
It enters an eternal life. Which stretches to above the heavens. That's why no one in the creations does not
know
God. Except in the people and in the fallen angels. Everything born, they teach it God. The fish is taught in
medium.
They have no time. They have no time for disco.
This
football, they have no time to waste there. They are in quickness. When they born, they birth, they teach it.
Animals
have no time. You are on the roads and you are speaking rumors.
These
leaders, they have no time. We came on earth to understand God.
But
if we don't get, we have no eternal life.
The waste,
the creations have no that.
And they ask God, we
shouldn't cook for the waste time for that. Let's eat things which are raw and we don't waste time. And you know it is has worth the toilings. According Ecclesiastes 3:9 and 11, people were given to toil. They could never understand the works God did from the beginning to reaching their ending.
For the
things of the world in toil,
all
creations, as they give birth to it, it immediately works and it moves. You have to wait for some time.
There
are things that are always in haste. Ecclesiastes, I want to show you what is you understand. You know the new generation means what? Which has the full knowledge of God. If they have not God, know the one true God. In Christ Jesus, he
says,
like
Spirit,
and he speaks that eternal life.
It
is know the one true God. In Christ Jesus, he
says,
praise Jesus. And we read that creations don't even have time to play with on this world. These games which don't profit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Exercise to profit their body, but they don't involve in things which don't benefit them.
They
have no discourse that will go in them.
They
have no television to waste their time.
Don't
chase you from watching them. Balance your time. You have a short time here. You came here to understand the one true God. And Christ Jesus is saying, and the Holy Spirit helps you that you can get home. But we have much toil.
Cause
us not to get time to understand. Like it speaks in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 9. Let's read on here.
Mabulizi esula eyokusatu, nolinyirwa mwenda. Magoba achigafu noyo akola emirimu, mwecho mwateganira. Nalabo kutega nakatunda kweyawa abana b'abantu okubateganyanga. Yafuula buli kintu okuba ekirungi mu kiseera kyakyo. Era yateeka ensi mu mutima gwabwe. Naye agiteekamu bw'atyo, omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukebera mulimu Katonda gwe yakola okuva ku lubereberye okutuuka ku nkomerero.
Ky'omuntu olw'okuteeka n'okunja okumuliko.
For the much toiling upon them.
Tafuna budde.
They don't get time.
Bukebera okuva ebyaliwo ku ntandikwa.
Check out what was from the beginning.
Egulunensinga bitondebwa byali bitya.
When heaven and earth are created, what was
bitandika biriwo bitya.
How are they existing?
Era birikoma bitya.
How will they get end?
Okutegana kuli ku muntu alina budde.
Toiling is upon a human being, have no other time.
Asobola kukebera mirimu gya Katonda.
They can't check out the works of God.
Yakola okuva ku ntandikwa.
What he did from the beginning.
Natandika otonde gune.
He created heavens and earth.
Ne bibaddewo nga bijja bibaawo.
Things which have been in existence.
Ne bibaddewo.
What will be, how they will and up.
Omuntu asigala atawuka mu nsi.
Man remains moving up now in this world.
Kyonga Katonda amuyita n'agamba.
Yet God calls them and says.
Bw'asinziira mu Matayo 11:25.
Matthew 11:25.
Paka 3
unto 30.
Ayita bonna abakoyo okutegana konna.
Because they were weary of all the burdens.
Abakoyo n'abazitowereza.
Those were weary and burdened.
Bajje balaba ekiwumulo ky'emiyo.
That they come to see the rest of their souls.
Kale kyetuva tubajja mu bulokozi.
That's why we came in salvation.
Mitawana ekibale kitutawanya.
The troubles which have been troubling us.
Ye n'agamba munoonye obwakabaka n'obutuuke.
And he says, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. And what you need over will add them to you. Everything you touch it will be blessed. That you reduce the time of the toiling.
But
you add on the time of knowing him and to understand him. Praise Jesus.
The
man began and remained in his toiling. For just to beg and to ask from God, from the Lord, it gives you much time.
Saba saba.
Pray. Spend 6 hours in the word, you cannot stand that.
But
if they tell you spend 6 hours praying, you are like a rebel who has attacked God.
Marching.
6 hours you're standing.
Man is
used to his things of toiling.
Tells
them, come,
see,
and write, yes, I add you this.
Don't
put in much strength to get them.
Touch
a work, me, I'll bless it.
Begin
it, I give you customers.
At
least did he tell you first that he gives you customers after? You come back and rest. But the toiling mentality,
the man
to take and finish half time to see God, is still in there. The devil has added more schemes. And he's troubled a human being. But the creation, when they reach the world, has brought us here. We know it. It is to serve God as we understand him. And they are servants. They serve as
God,
just as we were meant to be.
But
they are provided over what they need. Is it not that?
Well,
the birds you will plant and they will eat free. If they don't eat, they will go in the forest. Still God directs them. Every season they are in another place. The fish, if they
feed
from here, next month they feed from elsewhere. Who directs them? The spirit who is everywhere. But man, because the time of the spirit has not eaten
on.
Everything they look for eating their mind and understanding. They are to move for 3 days.
They put
in their wisdom, they move for 40 years. That's why we tell you,
in
the new generation, we want to reduce on your toiling. As God's command is, come, you are weary and burdened.
You're
going to work, but you just touch and you prepare. Let me first go to give you customers.
You see
kingdom and righteousness, he adds you customers. But refuse to come
now. If you go
in the room of God to seek the Lord,
no, really,
and you are in the
Lord,
customers given.
Is that
customer the customer is in knowing God? People say, let's go see God.
But
they are going to seek for school fees, the cars and the houses. God knows what you need before you ask them. Don't continue to confuse him. If you've gone on the issue of money, tell him the rate, what's problem is money. Don't tell him, I've come to seek you.
You
know, a car is what has brought you the new
pretending.
God checks the human
heart
and he foresees their thoughts from far. And why do you fake and con him? Seeking him is not in climbing mountains, is in reading the words.
Isaiah 34:16.
Look in the book of the Lord and read.
None
of them will lack its mates.
For
the mouth of the Lord commanded.
And the
Spirit of the Lord gathered all.
If you tell
you look in the book, you climb the mountain.
Abandon
your bed sleeping on the floor that you're seeking God. Now what is that?
Get
the book and seek the Lord. Get the Bible and we seek God.
That
we search him and analyze him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Many things we've traveled
and prayed.
You've gone to see God.
You've gone to see mountain,
crying like God. My God.
God,
prove your God. If he doesn't come, will he cease to be God?
Yeah,
they will climb trees
and
they have taken up to get married.
And they tell him,
this you created upon me for what?
And
the chaos appears like that. Just as a young child appears. When you refuse to give them things and they get off their clothing. Let's go in Job, see the creations, how they appear.
Job 12:7. Naye nobuuza ensolo zinakuyigiriza.
Ensolo.
The
animals.
Those have knowledge.
As
they
read
the world, they begin to immediately study God. Not else. As they reach, Lord, I have to stand
at ease.
What makes me on the floor, I don't see.
As
they throw it on the world, it begins to struggle to stand.
A
human being spends months down there.
But they have not
asked God's strength to stand on their feet. Yet God can cause them stand. I don't know whether Adam began a baby. Adam began a baby when he was molded. The hen knocks the egg, it gets out of it. As it gets out, it begins to look around. How does the world appear?
It
first knows its enemy
and
the tricks of avoiding the enemy. When it sees a bird flying and it flies as if it's dead, the devil is there.
This,
as they reach the world, they begin to study.
And
they fly, studying 1, 2, 3. You see a calf is playing. It's not playing. It's studying and writing down and learning counting. And they tell it God. And there's no animal, neither
creatures,
which have a shrine on this world.
But
human beings have shrines. Everyone with their gods. The faith of creation to the God is so
amazing.
And they reach the world to know God and to serve him. The issue of food they lift to God,
he
will prepare for them what to eat.
More,
wanted to toil more is how we appear today.
Even
time of knowing God to his fullness, we don't have that time. We insisted in being young children all the time.
We
even have a saying, I don't want to know. We speak that. Knowledge is what God wants you to be in.
When
you speak, I don't want to know.
What's
we are born with a character of wanting to know.
But
our colleagues on the world, they kill that seed of wanting to know. You ask them, where is God? God is just a spirit. And they make you get lost. Where do we come from? From your mother's womb. The madness on this world. Mother, where do we come from?
Baby,
where did we get the baby? From the supermarket.
That's
how people on this world, they corrupted their minds.
And
thank God to take us out of
there.
And it brings us to the full knowledge. That's why we pray whoever loves God to run quick. That they come to the new generation with the full knowledge of God. Now you will hold eternal life. And Job moves to speak this more.
Job 12,
verse 7.
Naye nobuuza ensolo zinaakuyigiriza. N'ennyonyezo mu bbanga zinaakubuulira.
Those
are preachers and evangelists.
Bible says
the gospel of the creation is reached everywhere. The birds, they tell you can fly like an angel. And you fly away, you go. And you fall on the water, move like Jesus on it. They preach the gospel. There's nothing they don't know about God. They can even tell you and you prove it.
They
will explain down there. If you refuse the one who will tell you,
they
will explain, they make you sit down and inform you where. That is the first humble thing there. We explain, you live here as you have understood.
Job
12 verse 8.
Obayogera n'ettaka linaakuyigiriza.
Bano bayigiriza bano.
These teachers.
Kuyigiriza ne bagaggo kakati
teach you.
Simawa olaba oba muddo we.
You dig, see whether the grass is there.
Aroja kulaba emiddo gya kala nga gifutuka.
And you see things of colors different coming out of the same ground.
Bwo manya akola bino.
You know who does that? But we
don't. Kwa babere yo mufe munda
akati. He is within us. We see him walking.
Akati kubati kwa simba ano ekitoke.
Now you planted a banana here.
Wano no simba omuogo.
And here you planted cassava.
Wano kasori.
And here maize.
Wano no simba omuchungwa.
And here you planted an orange.
Wano no simba ovacado.
And here you planted an avocado.
Aoma mungeri anja orone kala zanja.
Everyone with their taste and color.
Abayizo tubulire ebyo ettaka.
They to tell us it's the earth, the ground. How do they exist? The mango which is not tasting like an orange. They can sit and select, just teach this one. You sit here. You see those flowers? Those are white. Now the others are purple. The other blue. You get back to standing. Who does that? But a human being, because they think of this
one,
they don't have time to consider. The flowers are nice, they move on. How do they exist and they have different colors?
Man,
brains are in the space like that, not set out. When God told them to be, I cried tears. I think all along I've been moving and my brains are not settled once. In
the
I'm mad to this extent.
Job 12,
verses 8.
Nebye nyanja ebiri mu nyanja binakunnyonnyola.
Bino binnyonnyola.
These ones explain.
Nebi kugamba
and they tell you.
Akati kuluza mazi tubera mu
pyanga. How do we live in the water without breathing?
But now we yingira yonno.
You do enter and receive it, you breathe.
Kuluza tubera yo.
How do we exist?
We
have our different worlds.
Zira tulina mwa abalina kale zenja
ulu. They have different colors here.
Tuzara.
We give birth.
Etulina ndongo wanse yo.
Not disco down in the waters.
We
have no altars that we eat.
We
have our nations there.
Our
children are born and we teach them things of God. When Jonah was cast here, we welcome to him.
And we kept him.
For you know you get foolish for this world. And you refuse to serve God. And last time Jesus asked coins from us. And we went and we are coins of money. And Caesars were waiting for their money. And we brought coins, but you, what have you brought now yourself? What have you helped in aligning the gospel?
abantu abali batudde mukunganiro bayite basoba stola sere
nebawa
Yesu nawo omusolo
they couldn't get money to give
okutuuka ku byennyanja bigende
bireeta omusolo fish to go look for tax for Jesus.
Everybody bali bamanyi mukama yaze kusiba
nebwo. We have waited for him.
Mukama yaze.
God came.
Na yeye wali eri yatugambia
je kwetu agebinushu. He told us we need coins.
Tigwaga no
bini. Now you are the one going to get the coins.
Na abantu babira mununga bawugawo.
Human beings are swimming. Basura
muri abinushu tebamanyi makuru gabe.
The importance of the coins where they are.
Teka go to twalire Yesu
agenda abulire ndiri. Coins for Jesus to preach the gospel.
Akati bo babira munsi ye
iyo.
Abo basobola okunyonyola ensi empya.
Can explain the new worlds.
Wabo otuka wansi ye
ojinsi. When you reach down you can find things in the water.
Bara wajeze bere yo wansi
munyanya. See Jezebel in the ocean.
Katara
uyu. And they say look at this one.
Eka bo ba yo nonekera che.
Why she corrupted herself down here?
Jezebel ni bamalaika babagwa
Jezebel
baine chibese wansi munyanya.
Fallen angels, they have a base under the ocean. Awe
mutero kulaba muda triangle.
That's there at Bermuda Triangle.
Wabasikira ibintu byonne.
Yeah, they pull every fleet passing there.
Ezekiel 27 will explain
that. Ezekiel 27 will explain that.
Kusoka pa kurokta.
Verse 1 to
5. Baina yo no mulongo to ja kusoma mu Ezekiel.
Even have a must to read in Ezekiel.
Ulibwe kuvayo kuba kusika ibintu.
And then it comes out, pulls the fleet passing there and it takes it.
Atire byenyanja bitunula ko nebiga.
Now the fish look and they say,
"How
you?"
Wo sirwa mutawayo
kati mukola kya. Now what are you doing there?
Mbumukwese katondo okutesa.
That you hear your castle from God.
Abuba kunyonyola bunyonyo.
Boss just explain you.
Era bulabe embera zo bulamu bwawe.
When you see the modern situations of life.
Ngeri je babira muwanse
umwe. How they live under the ocean and they enjoy themselves.
Wo kira yunga totadde
ko bya kusel without putting gadgets to breathe.
Haya. Uka ulika kasanga omunyiza omuntu agaba omukka. Yesu yewe.
Praise Jesus.
Woli maroku kayo ngatoina byo sizamu
mukka. There without gadgets to breathe.
Woli maroku kasanga ali wakure nnyo yagaba omukka.
Most high gives breath to breathe.
Erabo akogwaba akusengeja
again. How does it filter their breath?
Ababa kunnyonyola.
Those explain you.
Banga bamanya omuntu ayine potumu.
You know a man is big headed.
Boba akala kutuza butuza.
They want to rather sit you down.
Yango tukukirise yonga tosa tulabobo na abira
yo. Without breathing see whether you will survive.
Uliokobere yo kusingo gamba omukagwa ngegwa.
On the world claiming
uli munyendo ya
it's my north.
Kubango sa
because you breathe.
Mhm.
And tuli mu Yobu sura ya 12 no linyirwa mwenda.
Job 12 verses 9.
Ani atamanyi mwebe byonna ngomukono gwa mukama gwe gulese ebyo.
Bano bakimanyi.
Yes, one saw it.
Ewali kiri wansi wanjo mukono gwa katonda gwe kitakula.
Under the sun the hand of
God. Buli atoka ku basoko kisomese.
One who reaches the ditch that one first.
Ngoje ka basowole.
Besides those who are still born children.
Wanga nabo bali na basowole.
Because they the creations have they were still born.
Abo basomera mu kibuga cha
Katonda. Those started within the city of God.
Jerusalem
yo. Jerusalem of heaven.
Eranga abasohora abava mu
bantu. Just that is two born who come from the human beings.
Ebuli atuka bamunyonyolo mukono gwa Katonda entonda ije kutonda.
Explain them how the hand of God creates.
Era babuli ane ewafe munaga mukozi
no kutaya. And they told them our home is heaven, we have to get back there.
Tebaina kirache bakolera wansi
w'enjuba. Think they work for under the sun.
Era basinga kubote bazimba.
Most of them they never build.
Wanga bada banga bamara obuto.
They see they waste time on that.
Abalinga abazimba bazimba abo nanka tebuli siria.
They will seem building the build simple structure.
Obususu su.
The nests.
Abazimba ebiswa.
They will build the ants.
Bageza ko tulage waka wafanana
bati. Try to show us how our home appears.
Bazimba ekiswa nga kiina kaline zita ita mbuzi.
Ant hill have these storied structures. Different.
Neba tusomesamu kona yingo
mungu. And they teach us, but human being is far in understanding.
Omuntu nobo obudde takulino amanyo obutonde tebategeera.
That's not the time they know creations don't understand.
Omanyo omulalwe.
You know the mad person.
Wabali kasasiro yabala bali bulungi
mu the rubbish dump they see their well.
Ati no omuntu oyo atategeera.
That's a human being who never understands.
Yabala ba era katana wona dalweri.
And before they get healed of the madness.
Ebo mugama ati mulaluta
ibe though you tell them they are mad they can't accept.
Mhm.
Yobu esula ya 12 nolinyirwa 10.
Job 12 verses 10.
Obulamu bwa buli kintu ekiramu buli mukono gw'oyo n'omukago w'abantu bonna
bano bakimanyi tewali atamanyi nti obulamubuli mikono gya katonda era bakimanyi buli asa tasobola kussa ku
era
olutuuka basinza katonda
n'omugamba
mukama otuleese naye ekyokumanya kyekituleese
wan'okuweereza
oluvannyuma lw'ekyo tukomewo mu kitiibwa ky'abaana ba
katonda
nga Baruumi 8:18 paka 2
bwegaanti
olumaliriza emirimu gyabwe ne badde mu kitiibwa
ky'abaananaye
balina okumanya
abobuolaera
tugende tubakolako bye tubakolako
singa
katonda teyatugamba
tukuweerezetwandiyasamye
wano akamwe
netukugambaobusiribwo
omanyi lumu endogoyi
mukitabo
kyokubala eri
22
yagamba
Balaamu
wesebo nkubira ki gino emirundi
why have you beat the midis 3 times
yasoma emanyi n'okubala
it's not even how to count
nkubye emirundi esatu
beaten me 3 times
naye mukyanga nkuweereza nali nkujembeddeko omanyi nti birwana nnyo n'obutajeema tibikkiriza kujeema yamugamba nze mbadde nkuweereza ebbanga
sikujeemerangako
olwakulengeranga ne
nnyimukanompa
oluyi nendeera
weolowooza
nali sitegera tubukola bwe
tutyo look at this mad thing. Why are you doing that to us?
You can't hear, never understand.
And you think it's me who doesn't understand. These ones know. No one lives on this earth, not God. And neither in heaven. They know God far beyond.
And
they pretend they are just fulfilling what they were told.
They
serve us and they are spying upon us. They spy on behalf of God. They are great witnesses. And they say, I call heaven and earth to witness this. They are the ones who come. That John took me to a shrine. He took the blood to the devil.
He
told me to serve him.
Now you
wait
for the witness
of the hen at your
home, think of it.
For they are going to witness against you very well.
The
trees of your home.
Where you go
in the bush, taking men and women there.
In the lodges,
in the different places.
They
see you, they are spies.
Umanyo mukesi watuka
atayogera spies which is here they don't speak much
bako isa sign
he uses signs
obidabye
you've seen that
why you bikola
you see why they do
umanyo jewegendeze eminya
look at
eminya jibere yiwagulunga
nakutuma kunde wabari is the way they look at us down here
muri mu kitanda
yiwagulunga kunde wabari
oyo gwali noroza ye mukazi we
he thinks that's your wife. I looked at them and I
would
say this.
When
you study, look at it.
They are
looking at you. It's not that I got
mad. The
reality is that's how they are moving.
Yobu esura ya 12 n'oluyiriri lwa 11.
Job 12 verse 11.
Okututekukema bigambo. Era n'amatama bwegale. Bwegaliga ku mmere yaago amagezi gaba n'abasajja abakadde n'okutegeera kuba mu kuwangaala ennaku nnyingi eriye ery'amagezi n'amaanyi alina okuteesa ebigambo n'okutegeera laba amenya so tekiyinzika kuzimbibwa nate aggalira omuntu so tewayinza.
When
the shut you in hell, it's finished.
No,
you don't know who will open you for there. The angel of the pits has given a command for that. There is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Every time they wait for wisdom from God,
creation,
they get Urims every time. They dream Jerusalem. You see, a God is rising up. I have seen Jerusalem. You don't expect a God having any importance. They dream
and they
have become like angels. They dream and they arise from their sleep. You can't know that in the sense of ignorance.
But
in the sense of knowledge, you can know. All are easy, the one with understanding and the one who sees knowledge. Like he told us in Proverbs 8, verse 4. Let's read there and we move on with Isaiah. We may not be able to finish today.
We'll
push it to tomorrow. Proverbs 8 verse 4.
Mwabasajja mbakoowoola, n'eddoboozi lyange liri eri abaana b'abantu. Mwe abatalina magezi, mutegeere ng'obukabakaba. Nammwe abasirusiru, mubenga n'omutima ogutegeera.
But we are foolish on this world.
Ngero esula ya munana.
Proverbs 8, verse 6.
Muulire, kubanga nayogera ebigambo ebirungi ennyo. N'okwasama emimwa gyange kunaavaamu ebyensonga. Kubanga akamwa kange kanaayogera ebyamazima. N'obubi bwa muzizo eri emimwa gyange. Ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyamakyama newankubadde ekyenyodde. Byonna byangu eri oyo ategeera, era byansonga eri abo abalaba okumanya.
Eri ategeera byangu.
The one with understanding that is
bifuuka bya makulu nnyo.
It become very important.
Singa ofuna okumanya.
If you get knowledge.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tuli mu ngero esula ya munaana n'olunyiriri lwa kumi.
Proverbs 8 verse 10.
Mukirize okuyigiriza kwange so si feza.
Ebyo mukama ebyokukiriza okuyigiriza munaku zino yetu biri
ko kimanyi. Accepting God is teaching these days, we are not up to that.
Kuba kati ife kituleeta okukungana feza.
What brings us for fellowship, it's gold these days.
Ekyo si bwe kiri.
Is it not that?
Abantu bajja kukungana bya kuyigirizibwa Katonda.
People no more fellowship to be taught by God.
Abantu bakungana baagala feza
baagala zaabu. People fellowship, they need gold and silver. I
don't
say God say we add them to us. But when he told us,
yes, accept
by teaching and not God.
My house, my car.
Sit down, I teach you. Give us what we need of here. I don't live here. And I have got my car.
Yes, you.
Jesus. The voice behind says,
it is
by teaching not silver and gold.
And
we see
in
1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding. And God has given him life
well,
for he asked well. But gold, silver, nations. And the voice behind says,
accept
my teaching and not gold.
People
are shouting hard. Everyone is
speaking
about the Bible. No one hears.
We had got
heated up in prayer. If he has answered it, what do you do then?
And he told
you, stop, I'm going to speak.
Tuli mungero, esula ya munana, nolu njiriri wakumi.
Proverbs 8, verse 10.
Mukirize okuyigiriza kwa ngeso sifeza, no kumanya, okuchira zambu enonde.
Umurembe guno na imu kama uchira babura bitu.
Lord, you see.
Tutonde ni yogu no mpia kari kari ngabu kuri leru.
You one at least.
Na ye anya wadu.
But who?
tuaze kumanya.
We came for knowledge.
Uri asoka raga tuze kukwala ki?
He said, we have come for what?
Kusoma katonda.
To study God.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Nze kangende je bagoberere mizimu.
Let me go where they chase demons from.
Emizimu tejiva ku muntu ataina kumanya.
Demons don't leave someone who has no knowledge.
Joje nyini jisoano mutawanye
na kuzona. They themselves can trouble you all your days.
Agambia atia mukilize
chi. Say we accept what?
Agamanti mukilize okuyigiriza kwange so si feza.
Mm.
No kumanya okukira zambu enonde.
Mukama atusasi.
They all have muscle mass.
Banga jivuvudeke bigambo byo kumanya.
Back the words of knowledge you're not on them.
Iranga singa katonda badda kusinka nyimukole sebwa.
If God found you in a vision.
Mubirebe yisebwa.
In the past seasons.
Na kubuza chicho yagala.
He asked you what you need.
Jukira mbyo baddo yagala.
Remember what you wanted those days.
Ojukire ne nolukalala lwebyo wawandi.
Okure yali kwesi. The prayer request you had written down.
Kuyinza okumanya kukunja okuba kwali konenga kwe kusemba.
Maybe knowledge was all but with the last.
Nawalala kutibai nakona kubeya.
Others didn't even have it.
Kwali ko feza nga yakulebete za silver.
Was the first silver.
Tuli mungero esule yomunana nolunyiri. Lakumi na rumu.
Proverbs 8 verse 11.
Kubanga amagezi gasinga mayinja amatwakaavu n'ebintu byonna ebiyinzika okwegombebwa tebyenkanyakanyizibwa nago. Nze amagezi nfudde obukabaka okuba ennyumba yange.
Ye Katonda mwennyini ye magezi.
He God himself is the
era bw'otandika okufuna ekyo bolina
Katonda.
Naye jjukira
ababadde
bafuna mu mmotoka nga tugamba nina Yesu.
We are getting cars and we claim we have Jesus.
Yambirayo Yesu yambirayo ngemoto kambaka kuna undizi
zita in the power of the ones they display and the houses
afana nyizibwa feza neza
is equated to gold and silver
ubanga atugambika watu 17
we close us in Acts 17
kuna mweda paka abiri muta
25
atonde yakole kune si
God who made heavens and earth
afana nyizibwa feza ni wako badeza
not equated to gold neither silver
ndio liwane mikono jaba
things molded by human hands.
Wanzi ja waranyo.
You brought me from very far. And they show their poor. You know in hell where he brought you from.
Now,
he didn't take Lazarus from far far remaining in poverty till he left the body. He didn't take him from that far where he was.
You know,
he was born in the manger.
And
he left the
one
that he never took himself from the far where he was.
Today,
based on the gospel of the young children,
you
don't let me tell you. When you tell a young child to sing a song,
the rice
we ate yesterday, we add the curry powder.
Mama yangu linda kagoye akatenda ikabode kalungi
nakaliweka tidene
bana kapale ke wangu linde kabade kondore oyo baby
that is a young child
naeta inja kwebaza anti mama mukufu wakola chamanyo kunza
mother you did
baby lipokuwa kota biteki
give birth to me they don't count that
ati kwe katono kuteka auto chimwebalisha
go to put you in the world you don't thank him for that
enesari mwebizibu byayo
world has its problems.
Kubanga abayimbi bennaku zino
musicians
enjiri je bafuna yeyo yabana
bato
n'enyimba zaabo bezi
of the young children even their songs
batono nya abayimbi ebiri mutalo kutegera
things in knowledge
butete iwe bakulide
their body breasts and they are singing over them.
Omwana omutobo mugulira
kadoleka
kadole moto kakayimba
the doll of the car they sing over that.
Katugene mmaso wa mama mukama. Webaro.
Thank you for coming, Lord.
Ngero esula ya munana olinyiro 12. Ntinze magezi mfudde obukabaka bokuba ennyumba yange. Era nnoonya okumanya n'okuteesa. Okutya Mukama kwe kukyawa obubi. Amalala ne sukuti ne kube bi n'akamwa kabambaavu bye nkyawa. Okuteesa kwange n'okumanya okutuufu. Nze ndi kutegeera.
Ye mwenyini yani? Ofuna kutegeera oba ofuna
understanding.
Kati bulijjo badufu na mayumba n'ogamba ofunye Yesu.
Although you've been getting houses and you claim you've gotten Jesus.
Ya gamba kufuna okutegera nzo ja kubonina.
That understanding is me.
Ngero esula ya munano linyiro 14.
Proverbs 8:14.
Nze ndi kutegera nina amaanyi. kubwange bakabaka bafuga n'abalangira ne bateeka eby'obutuukirivu ku bwange abalangira bafuga n'abakungu abalamuzi bonna ab'oku nsi njagala abo banjagala n'abo abanyiikira okunnoonya balindaba
abanyiikira okumunoonya tuli bakola
kinaye
yatugamba otunoonye mu kitabo
kye
bw'ayogera mu Isaya 3:16 mu kitabo kya Mukama
musomeyesu
yeebazibwaatuddeyoko katono mu Isaya
48
wetwabadde watutambuzizaako okumala
akaseera
bwe yasoose okwogera naffe
ebintu
bino byonna byonna bitusoma mu byandiko
yali
yabiteekawo okuva dda naye najja bitukwekako nga biriko
siiru
olw'okuba nti naffe tetwasayo mwoyo
okumunoonyatwasayo
okumunoonya mu kitabo kye
kitukuvunaye
n'ebigambo byo n'abireka nga
bizibuwabula
agamba ku mulundi guno ayagala kubitonda mu mitima
gyaffe mu
magezi gaffe
okutegeera kwaffe ate
nga biri mu bujjuvu
bwabo
era ng'abiyita ebigambo
ebipya
omulembe omupya
Amen. Isaya isura ya 8:3.
Isaiah 48:3.
Nabulira ebigambo ebyasooka okuva edda. Weewaawo byava mu kamwa kange n'embiranga. Nabikola mangu ne bituukirira. Kubanga namanya ng'oli mukakanyavu. N'ensinga ekinywa kya kyuma. N'ekyenyi kyo kikomo. Kyenava nkikubuulira okuva edda. Nga tekinnatuukirira nakiranga gy'oli oleme okwogera nti ekifaananyi kyange kyekibikoze n'ekifaananyi kyange ekyole n'ekifaananyi kyange ekisaanuuse bibiragidde
bino ebigambo bigenda kubira bibya eryamaku g'abantu
bonnatewali
alyekwasa nti katonda gundi
yamubikkulirawabula
ffenna tulibakuddayo ab'okusinza
katondakakase
nti ddala katonda gwe mugezi
era
teribaayo mugezi
mulala
yesu
yeebazibwaokujjaku
katonda
era
nga yafuula ebisirusiro ebyensi okuba
ebigezieyesu
yeebazibwakulikakasa jude eyo
kyegambanti
ye katonda
omugezi
mu mulembe guno
omupya
abantu babadde n'ebintu
bingi
balina ebintu nga bagamba nti bakatonda
webababikkulnaye
waliyo okumanya okujjudde
kwasindise
era ng'agamba
tewali
baawo aliko eŋŋanga
no one will confront it
tuli mu Isaya 48:6 wakiwulira laba bino byonna nammwe temulikibuulira nkulaze ebigambo ebijja okuva ku biro bino ebigambo ebyakwekebwa by'otaamanyanga bitondeddwa kaakano si kuva dda
bitondeddwa ddi
leero
olunaku yali abindaga
omwaka
ogwa 2005 n'aŋŋamba ntandise okubitonda
webiri
mu bayibuli naye mu bantu
tebiri
niŋŋamba mukama
waliwo
abiteekamu
nobitnti
era kakato mbitonda
mu
mitima gy'abantu ne
mumagezi
era baakubibeera nabyo nga mulembe mupya ebigambo ebipya nga byali byakwekebwa sigamba nti bigenda kuvaeyo biri mu bayibuli eyo yesu
yeebazibwaoyinza
okuolaba ebintufaananyi oba bino bana
ebyaate
noolabako bitono kuba tuli bakuleeta byonna byonna okutuuka waggulu
wegulune
vidiyo zaako buli ekiriyo ngaate tusoma mu
bayibuli
okuwa okumanya okujjudde
kwenyini
yesu
yeebazibwaebyo
nno biva mu lugendo
lweggulyesu
yeebazibwanaye ng'agamba atulaga ebigambo
ebijja
ekyo kyekireeta paati 1 ey'omulembe omujja
ogulina
okumanya katonda
okujjuddepaati
1 eyo tuleetamu okumanya kwonna okw'ebigambo ebyawandika mu byandiko bitukuvu ku nsi
neate
mu mulembe omujja paati
2
tujja kuba tuleeta ekiri ekigamba omulembe omupya gulwanisa kiyitibwa new world order
We changed God things and they appeared upside down. That is the new world order. New generation will restore them back to how they were. For how they were, that's how they are. That's how they're supposed to be.
Amen.
Isaiah 48:7.
Nti bitondeddwa kakano so si kuva dda era okusooka olwaleero tobiwuliranga
ebigambo ebisinga bigenda kuba nga tobiwuliranga
most of the words we shall appear not have heard of them before
naye ng'ate already mu bayibuli
already in the bible they are there
ekyokwogera ku ggulu ery'okusatu
maybe you may think it's new
ninga mweriri mu bayibuli
but it's in your bible
bakolisi ekyokubiri 12
Second Corinthians 12
nyolisoka papakuloka
verses 1-5
ng'oggyeko bayibuli ezakyusibwa kyusibwa tezinyolebwa nyo
bibles were twisted and changed.
The
lampstand shows the seven spirits of God.
What
come you falling from heaven? That is just knocked from heaven. It's within your Bible. But like he promised, when
it
was in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9-down, what has
never
entered in your heart, while your eyes have not seen,
and what
never heard of your ears, what God prepared for them who love him. Here we are in the new world,
the
nation which is at high level.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't expect anything we can never bring a revelation.
For
full knowledge is the full revelation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
but we fight to put in place that revelation. But not by our
romance,
but by the Holy Spirit.
Isaiah 48:7.
Nti era okusooka olwaleero tobiwuliranga olemu okwogera nti laba nali mbimanyi olugezigezo lwe yabadde yagala
olw'omunaana weewaawo towuliranga
amatu gennyini gano okugguka okuwulira
weewaawo tomanyanga weewaawo obwedda bwonna okutu kwo tekuggukanga kubanga namanyanga wali azaamaanya nnyo era wayitibwa omusobya okuva mu lubuto olw'erinnya lyange ndyosaawo obusungu bwange n'olwettendo lyange ndizibiikiriza gy'oli nema okukuzikiriza
bino abikoze lwaki lwalinnya lye kubanga yasuubiza nga musaala mu Matayo 6 okuva ku
lw'omusanvu14ekitaffe
ali mu ggulu
Allah will be your name.
The
kingdom come. What is done in heaven? Let it be done on earth. But his name was not getting cleansed. They
will
speak of it not in truth, nay than righteousness. But these are the sons we are
in.
And
we
bring the full knowledge of God and the glory of God which is full. He put them in place for his sake. Not us.
Should try
to glorify himself in his words.
Not
show off at all that you brought them. For me too, I never brought them myself. I tell you, John of heaven moved from the Bible, which the Holy Spirit led
in
the seven spirits of the Lord, the seven eyes of God, the seven groups of angels, to be able to go get those messages. Don't reach in any place and you speak on your own behalf, that you understood on your own behalf. It's not built by our own behalf. It's on behalf of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never glorify yourself. Whether God will preach where, tell people the new generation God promised. And tell them that God promised the world will be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory. And that generation began on it. It began in this place. When he got this and this person, he took him in the
third
and he told him. He never understood by his own mind. We are not here by our own
mind,
but by the Holy Spirit to continue to bring full knowledge.
Amen. Isaiah 48:10. Daba, nkulongoseza naye si na feeza nkulondedde mu kikoomi kwe kubonyaabonyezebwa
abasinga kuffe abagenda okuddukanya omulembe omuteekeddwa okuba nga tulina we tuyise obanga mu kanisa ng'ekutigomeza obanga nsi asoose kuteekayo weetamwe bulungi
alyoka
akuleete mu kumanya
obalirishe and you're determined.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Akulondedde mu kikoomi.
He's chosen from the pharmacy.
Okuddukanya omulembe omupya.
To govern the new generation.
Okujjudde okumanya Katonda.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Teweeraliikirira.
Don't be worried.
Oyinza okuba oli mu kifo kino.
Maybe you are in this place.
Ng'ogamba nze nawe mpise.
And it's have passed through.
Era mbadde n'ebizibu.
And I've had my problems.
Naye ebyo ebizibu bifuule bikolebwa oti.
But step by bye to your problem.
Na tuusedda. Babadde babimpisaamu.
They have been making
some progress. Okuweereza mulembe omupya.
That is served in a new generation.
Naye kati bye.
And
bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye.
Okubonyaabonyezebwa bye.
And say bye bye.
Kubanga ekyo mazo okukiyitamu.
I've passed through it.
Era ntuuse awo Mukama w'abadde antegekera.
Where God is prepared for me.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu. In the name of Jesus.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Tugende tumusinze tumutendereze.
Worship and praise.
Mwebaze.
And thank him.
Mu dakika zaffe nga 15
20 minutes.